And we welcome to the program this weekend Blake Mathis. Blake is a professor at Ohio Dominican University. He happens to be a resident of Union County in our region. And Professor or Blake or Professor Blake or Mr. Mathis, there's a lot of possibilities there. What do you prefer?
Blake is fine.
Blake is fine. All right, Blake is fine. Here we go. We're talking about a project you are working on, and it has to do with owls that are wintering in central Ohio. Talk about that, if you would, sir.
Sure. So I've thought for a long time that there are probably more owls wintering in central Ohio than we realize, especially the rare species of owls, like the long-eared owl, saw-whet owl, and barn owl. And so my project is designed to try to get a better idea of how many of these owls are actually around, how many are really present here, so that we can do things like conservation and to just appreciate and understand them better.
Now, the different owls that you talked about, are they indigenous to this area, or is this something new lately?
So these are species, the long-eared and saw-whet owls do winter here and have done so for a long time. A few individuals may breed in the state, but not very many. Barn owls are here in Ohio year-round. Probably a few hundred individuals will breed in the state of Ohio. But they show up every year, but the question is, for my project, just how many of them are there actually around?
I'm assuming there's a difference in appearance for each of them. Is that correct? And how can people tell?
Sure. So the smallest owl we have in Ohio is the saw-whet owl. Saw-whet owls are very cute little owls. They're about 8 inches tall, have very round faces. Unlike some of our other owls, they don't have any sort of ear tufts, and so they just have kind of a nice round head. They're brownish overall, some streaking on the belly, and would be most likely to be found in places like evergreen trees, especially things like spruce trees and pine trees, and just roosting during the day and sleeping. Mm-hmm. Long-eared owl is a little bit larger, around the size of a crow, and by its name, the long ear, you can imagine they have some relatively long ear tufts. They have a pretty bright orange face, and once again, will be roosting in evergreen trees. The barn owl is very distinctive looking. It has a overall whitish coloration and a very obvious heart-shaped face. And these are most likely to be found in buildings, silos, barns, the sorts of outbuildings that you find around a farm.
Now, you might have touched on this, but some of those species come for winter, but there are some that are year-round. You did touch on that.
Yeah, here in Ohio we have 8 different species of owls. Mm-hmm. Our most common are the great horned owl, the eastern screech owl, and barred owl, and they're here year-round and are very common. Snowy owls and short-eared owls are mainly here in the winter and also tend to be active more during the daytime, so they're relatively easy to find. And then these last three that I'm interested in, the long-eared, saw-whet, and barn owl, are some of the rare owls and some of the harder to find. And so the long-eared and saw-whet will be here pretty much in the winter and during the migration as they pass through the state.
Are these animals nocturnal or out all day, or maybe both?
The owls that I'm focusing on are almost entirely nocturnal, that during the day they're just going to be asleep in a tree somewhere, or maybe if it's a barn owl in a top of a silo, and then will come out after it's completely dark and spend their nights hunting, and then go back to their roost and sleep for the rest of the day.
So there's a possibility you could spot them during the day. They're just going to be sleeping, basically, correct?
That's right, exactly. That's how I look for them, is during the day I walk around in areas with a lot of evergreen trees and try to see if I could find where these owls might be sleeping. One of the benefits of these sleeping owls is that they usually will choose the same place to roost in for multiple days. And while they're there, as they're digesting their food, they regurgitate these owl pellets, which are basically just these leftover remains of the things that they've eaten that they can't digest, so especially hair and bones. And those owl pellets then end up accumulating below the areas where they're roosting. So often to find an owl, I'll look for the owl pellets first and then look and up and see if there happens to be an owl up above them.
Yeah, so now someone has an idea. So anybody can do this, basically, but there are enthusiasts that really enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. Looking for owls is always an adventure, because if you find one, it's always this just period of excitement where you think, wow, I can't believe there's actually this bird that's just kind of materialized in front of me. They're so well camouflaged that you usually don't notice them. And when you actually realize there's one there, it's just always, it's almost like Christmas morning.
I love it. I love it. So are these, I would assume they vary in size.
Yeah, here in Ohio, the smallest owl is the saw-whet owl, which, as I mentioned, is around 8 inches tall. It's a very tiny bird, weighs about the same as an American robin. And then we go all the way up in Ohio to the great horned owl, which is a much, much larger owl and will be eating things like groundhogs and skunks. So there's a lot of diversity there.
Yeah, so the purpose of these, I mean, think about how important they are to our ecosystem.
So the biggest way they affect our ecosystem and us as humans is that most of what they eat are going to be rodents. So various species of mice and voles, they're going to be out there and just eating an amazingly large number of these rodents out in the world. And one of the things that I'm doing with the project is collecting the owl pellets so that I can analyze their diet by seeing what sort of bones end up in those pellets.
Mm-hmm. And so you're asking people to, I guess, go on a sightseeing project for you to help you out.
That's my hope, is that if somebody has, you know, even if it's just a few spruce trees on your property, go out and take a look in there. See if there are any pellets. See if there might happen to be an owl around. And if anybody finds those, to let me know at the Central Ohio Owl Project. And I'm keeping a catalog of all of these. I've had over 1,000 different sightings reported so far, trying to just get a better idea of where the owls are and how many are present.
So if you find the owl pellets, you're most likely have an owl there somewhere, even if you don't see it. The owl pellets, you want to know about that as well.
Yes, I'm collecting the owl pellets. So, yeah, certainly if there's some around, I would take those. And then also, yes, just that knowledge that there is an owl. I will say that most of the time when I find owl pellets, there is not an owl above them. So don't be discouraged if you go out looking and don't find an owl immediately. I would say about one out of every 50 group of owl pellets do I actually find an owl above it.
So you're looking primarily for Central Ohio. I mean, this is not an entire statewide thing, correct?
I'm focusing my searches, my personal searches here in Central Ohio. However, I am accepting sightings of owls from throughout the state. So anywhere anybody sees an owl in Ohio, I'd like to hear about it.
And you're going to do this again for most of the winter? Did I hear that correct?
It's going to be this winter and potentially next winter, but right now, yeah, this focusing on this winter. These the owls start migrating in as soon as late February, early March, and so they'll be heading back up north, especially to Canada to breed. So between now and then, I'm going to really be trying to figure out where they are spending their time for the winter.
Are any of these owls on the endangered list?
None of them are federally endangered. The barn owl is a state-threatened species in Ohio. There's probably just a few hundred individuals in the state. The saw-whet owl and long-eared owl are species of special interest, which means that they're kind of on their edge of the range here. There's not a lot of them, but they're not a major conservation concern.
I know a lot of people like to go out sightseeing for eagles, but these are beautiful animals as well. And as you mentioned, the excitement when you spot them, because they do camouflage themselves a little better.
Oh, it's amazing, the camouflage. I've had the experience over the years of looking for owls and not being successful, and then all of a sudden realizing there's one sitting there, and then all of a sudden realizing maybe there's four or five or six in a little group. Long-eared owls especially will often roost together in groups, and it's just a eureka moment when you see those groups of owls together.
You mentioned Christmas Day. That's interesting. I love it. So when you get this information together, Blake, you're doing this through the Ohio Dominican University? I mean, this is a project that you're putting together. We'll see the final results somehow?
Yeah, so I'll be posting final results on the project webpage. There will also potentially be a few newspaper articles and so forth. I would also like to mention that any reports that people make to the project are entirely confidential, so I won't be, you know, spreading information around about where owls are found. I'm just be looking, trying to get that information so I have it for this research.
So there's going to be some people who are a bit novice at this, and they may think they see owl pellets. They're going to think they see it, but it isn't. But you'd rather check it out nonetheless. Can they take a picture of it and send it to you?
Yeah, that would be ideal. At the project webpage, there's a place where you can put in the information about what owl you think might be involved. And if you're not sure, just there's an option for unsure. And then, you can upload a picture, and I can take a look at that to have some idea of what we're dealing with. And then, of course, contact you if I need more information.
There are some night peoples. We call them night owls, of course. And then they're out. Will they be able to spot these things pretty easy with a flashlight at night?
It's possible, but pretty difficult. Yeah. They're fast flyers, and they're not going to probably stay too close to people if they're out there. So they probably have a better chance of hearing owls than of actually seeing them.
Yeah, so what we are familiar with the familiar sound of an owl, but are there different ones?
There's a lot of different sounds that they make. We're most familiar with the great horned owl, just kind of that standard hooting sound. But the saw-whet owl has this kind of interesting, almost like just a short whistle that's repeated every few seconds for a long time period. The long-eared owl sounds like blowing over the top of a opening of a bottle. And then barn owls sound like a terrible, terrible noise that you'd think that something really horrible is happening. So it's a really big diversity in sounds.
Is it a possibility people have heard these sounds and they're not quite sure what they are, right? I mean, what's that?
And it's but the barn owl especially does not sound like any sort of standard owl, and sounds like you might think some sort of, person being attacked or something and screaming is the best way to describe it.
Interesting. So people can find some more information on the owls, and also, I guess, just give us your contact information if you would, Blake.
Sure. The easiest way to find it is just do an internet search for the Central Ohio Owl Project. That'll be the first thing that comes up. The webpage is hosted by Ohio Dominican University, and my contact information and everything is on there.
Professor Blake Mathis, have we covered everything, sir?
I think so.
I think we got the information out the best we can, and hopefully people can go on this. With COVID and everything, it's a perfect way to get out and enjoy the outdoors as well.
I've been spending a lot of time out there walking around looking for owls, and it's a wonderful time to be outside.
And pretty mild winter so far, and but some people like to be out in the winter, right?
Oh, I do. It's my favorite time of year.
I gotcha. Professor Blake Mathis, Ohio Dominican University. The Owl Project, he gave you that information there. Blake, thank you for joining us. And if there's anything else we can do for you, let me know.
Thank you very much.